Good day, everybody. Hey, welcome back. This is the Read About It Friday Popcast. And a good Friday to you. It's not a good Friday for me, which will make this... this will be something. We'll just put it that way. Thanks for tuning us in. I am Reed, and this is About It, the Friday Popcast. We'll talk about a couple of things. Just briefly, let me touch on this, and then I'll tell you why I'm so upset these days. I'm working my way into Lost. I'm into the fourth season, and I'm going to have to write something about this next week. But it's dawning on me that there's never a mystery that has been solved on this show, ever, at all. And they just keep adding more questions on. So the longer I watch, the dumber I feel. So I can't stop watching it, which makes it even stupider, I think. So there you go. Now, we'll talk more about that this week as I try to sum things up. Why? It's like a butt-kicking machine of some sort that I just can't keep turning off. It has been... very, very hard week for me on a couple of fronts. The first one is that, as you can tell from a couple of blogs, I'm trying to purchase a house. Trying to buy a house, trying to get in somewhere. And I've shown you some of the best of the pictures that we've taken. Yeah, it's terrifying out there. I'm pretty much ruling out any house that's not in an area of town that I can see from the road. And anything with... more than 2,000 square feet or so. Anything past that point on my budget is for sale for a darn good reason, I think. Like it's been foreclosed, like it's been repossessed, like it's the kind of place where rodents should be having sex and that's about it. No one should live there, that kind of thing. So we're disheartened, I guess. And this week, I actually have an offer out on a house. And I won't go into the details on it because then... and that could leave me open to lawsuits and things, but we'll call the owner John Douchebag. We'll call him that, and it's a great-looking house. Man, I would love to own this house. I made an offer on it. I didn't even make a negotiation offer on it. I said, this is the price you're asking. This is the price that I will pay. Let's get this done. Cool. All right, we move on. And then the day of the inspection, come to find out that one of the rooms that's on an exterior wall has a leak. I mean, there's water on the ground in this room. It's a concrete floor in this room, which it was fairly obvious to see. There's a leak in it. So we do that thing that everybody always does. You fill out the real estate thing. You go, there's like 16 things the inspector found. We picked out the 8 that we could live with and the 8 that we couldn't, passed it on. And we were willing to give up on most of the ones we passed on. But one of the things is, the house should be waterproof. You know, wacky as that is, that's just something that, you know, my granddad used to say to me, you know, they passed that on. Your house shouldn't let water in for what you're paying for it. So we passed that on, and then we hear nothing. Bupkis at all. And once you turn in you got to fix this stuff, you have a certain window of time to get it fixed or to agree on it, whether you're going to fix it or not, and then sign off on it. And in that time, you can back out of the house. So if you make your request and they go, we're not going to fix anything, you can back out of the house with no penalty. Well, we're right in the middle of that. And we hear nothing from John Douchebag. And then later on, it's maybe not just John. I think it's John and Jamie Douchebags. It's the Douchebags family. They agree at one point to fix two of the things that were on the list. One of them is the leak in the house. And the other one is one of the other things, and left another major thing out. I go, okay, cool, fine. That's it. Because the main thing that I like is, like my granddaddy said, don't let it rain inside your house. So we're working with that assumption. Then I get up today, and the guy has said, there's not a leak in the house. I'm just going to let that sit in for a second there. There's not a leak in the house. I have two pictures of this room. One of them was taken under dry conditions that shows the corner of the room dry. One was taken in a rainstorm, which shows the corner of the room, you know where I'm going with this, wet. But this guy is using the Jedi mind trick on us and saying, it's not wet. That's not wet. It was always wet. We had cats that peed there. That's why it's stained. It's stained to look like it's wet. So we're about at the point to pull that little number. Buying a house, it's like any other big purchase. You get your hopes up, and then you're disappointed. And I'm especially disappointed because some of the other places that I've seen, I have blogged about and been very, very terrified walking around in them. I know these are intensely personal experiences. I'm trying to make them more universal so you'll understand. Barring that, just let me see then swear about a couple of these things. Oh, and then the other thing. Yesterday, of course, I work in the media. I am a big sportscaster guy. And yesterday, I got an angry email from somebody in Oklahoma. Let me point out, I'm not in Oklahoma. I'm in Texas. But a story that I wrote got picked up on the national wires, and he was very angry about the way that his university, which I won't mention here, but it's not hard to figure out, was portrayed in a story about a local kid and something that happened. And so he sent me a very angry, poorly worded email, and I just gave him the old, "Your concerns have been duly noted, go away," that kind of thing. I just have a rule, and it goes along with what my granddaddy used to say about don't let it rain in your house. I have a rule here that has always served me well, and please, people who are listening to this, people who read the blog, I want you to know this about me. Write this down. Remember this. I do not take shit from people from Oklahoma. Okay? We're done with that one. There's no addendums to that. There's no corollaries to that rule. I was born in Louisiana, which means there are only certain states in the union that I get to make fun of. I get to make fun of people from Oklahoma. I get to make fun of people from West Virginia. And I get to make fun of people from the southern half of Arkansas. That's it. That's the pecking order in these United States. And I don't have to listen to people from Oklahoma. And if, of course, you're from Oklahoma and you like me, love you people. It just amazes me the way people always assume bias. From the media, you know, and I'm part of the vast media horde that is alternately referred to as liberal and prejudiced and slanted, but I work in sports. I'm not reporting election results. I'm reporting on college football. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me that this grand conspiracy thing. Did Rush mention some kind of conspiracy against a college football team in Oklahoma? Did he do that? Is that where all this is coming from? And, you know, being in the media again and being in the public eye, I can't just turn around and say any of the 12 things that came to mind the first time I read the email. I have to take the high ground. I'll tell you this, taking the high ground sucks. This is another reason they don't let me speak to high school crowds. You know, it's awful, but you just got to cut that off and hang on to the email. And then one of these days I won't work in media anymore and I'll finally be able to tell this guy just how wrong he was. And for the love of God, where an apostrophe is supposed to go there, Joe Oklahoma. All right, that's what's wrong with my week. And I apologize for using this little karmic scratching post for my blog. But, hope you got a laugh or two out of it somewhere along the way. No matter how bad your week has been, nobody from Oklahoma was picking on you, were they? Then you're a step up from me. I'm looking up at you from the cesspool here. But hope you're having a good weekend. I will try to do the same and wrap some of this stuff up. Be back Monday with more. Next week, again, Lost and why I feel dumber each and every day that I watch an episode. I'm almost caught up, so when I finally get caught up, I'll explain thoroughly how lost I am. So we'll just do that. But we'll be back. More of the podcast coming up on Friday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good weekend. And as always, Seacrest out.